welcome to the Elevated Visibility Podcast, the podcast for female founders who are looking for more than just easy marketing tips and feel-good strategy and craving deep connection. I'm your host, Nina Gibson, holistic SEO expert and visibility enthusiast who is hell-bent on giving women a voice and a platform to use it. In this space, we chat all things SEO and marketing for your brand and business, but we also peel back the layers and the bullshit and dive deep into what it means to feel visible as business owners, women, moms, and more. If you're ready for holistic marketing strategy mixed in with some soulful storytelling, this podcast is for you. Welcome. Hello, hello. Welcome back to the Elevated Visibility Podcast. I'm your host, Nina Gibson. I'm so happy to be here with you today. Thank you for listening. When this podcast airs, I believe it will be the first week back to school for my kids. This is the first time that both of my kids will be out of the house for the exact same amount of time on the same drop-off and pickup schedule. And I would be lying to say if I said that I wasn't excited about it, because I am very, very excited about it. I have been in business since 2014, and I have never had full-time childcare. So this is going to be a huge, huge breath of fresh air. And no, I'm not saying that teachers in public school is equivalent to childcare. I'm just saying that this is the first time that both of my kids will be on the same schedule and out of the house for the same amount of time. And it's going to be very, very exciting. So what are we going to talk about today? So today we're going to talk about something a little bit, maybe controversial, maybe it's not, I don't know. You can tell me after you listen, but we're going to talk about three ways that social media is potentially holding back your business and what to do about it. And I want to start this episode off by saying I fall into all of these traps, which is why I want to talk about it. And being in digital marketing for as long as I have been, there are a lot of things that you just sort of like get accustomed to, like what's the ROI, what's the conversion rate, et cetera. And oftentimes, solopreneurs or entrepreneurs who are just starting out or are making, you know, 100,000 to 250-ish thousand don't necessarily pay attention to certain types of metrics. And social media can be this amazing tool. And I've met so many amazing people, and it's propelled my business forward in so many ways because of those connections. But I also see that it holds some people back, or the things that I hear talked about are so focused exclusively on social media that people forget that there are other avenues and platforms for marketing. And if you are comfortable in a place where you're making, you know, $100,000, $150,000 a year, and what you're doing is working for you, then this podcast might not be for you, this episode. But if you are somebody who's like, okay, I'm really ready to fucking scale my business, I'm really, really looking to scale, and full disclosure, that's where I'm at right now, I'm here to tell you that these three things could potentially be holding you back from scaling, because so much emphasis is put on social media because it's a fucking dopamine hit, isn't it? You get likes, you get new followers that are probably bots. And yes, you make connections. Yes, you generate leads or you book clients. And there are some businesses, just full disclosure, that are successful exclusively running on social media. There are exceptions to every marketing rule. There are businesses who will never need to do any of the things that I'm going to talk about in today's episodes and be fine. But for most businesses, especially those in the product space, the digital product space, even service-based businesses, creatives, etc., you're going to need to diversify. And I am a big believer that you do not need to be on every single platform, because you need to speak to your audience and be where your audience is. But one of the number one things that I see happening a lot with solopreneurs and entrepreneurs just starting out. And entrepreneur is kind of a loaded term, isn't it? We're all entrepreneurs, but take it for what you will. Entrepreneur can mean different things to different people. But I think for most of us in this space, entrepreneur means somebody who is branching out and building their own business, for better or for worse. So I'm gonna use that term. And when I say entrepreneur, you probably have like at least one person on your team, either a VA or something like that. solopreneurs, which is probably the category I would put myself in, is I'm still a one-woman show, though that is hopefully changing soon. So the number one thing that I see repeatedly is that people share and keep their best content, the juiciest things that make them maybe a thought leader or a potential thought leader, or are just so amazing that they hit so hard on social media, but they're only sharing it on social media. I have come across more business owners who are sharing golden nugget after golden nugget on social media, and it's working, but there is no other place that that information is living, i.e. like your website. And I hear a lot of people say, you don't need to have a website to make six figures. And that might be true, but here's the thing. What happens, and I hate to say this and bring it up because I really don't like coming from a shaming pain point marketing perspective, but I'm going to say it. What happens when your Instagram account or your TikTok account gets shut down? And all of that juicy, juicy nugget information is gone. If you are creating shockwaves on social media, if you are sharing information that is so juicy and really resonates and is getting people talking and it's provocative and it's topical and elevating you as a thought leader, you need to be creating longer form content around that, either in audio form on a podcast, YouTube, a blog post, an article, a case study, whatever it is, it needs to live someplace else that is not just social media. And that's because Instagram is not your marketing platform. It is not a platform you own or control, but also you're limiting yourself by sharing it on there, right? This is the number two reason. Instagram and Facebook and even TikTok, though, of course, I know TikTok is exploding, but you need to look at who it's exploding for and for what kind of content. It's still a limited audience. There are still people that might be in your wheelhouse that aren't actively on those platforms or who are and are never going to fucking find you because of the algorithm and all of this, right? So you need to think about, okay, I'm sharing this amazing information. One, I'm only sharing it on social media. And even if your social media accounts never go away and everything's fine with them, it's still only living in that one place. And your Instagram posts are not getting found in Google. So this is the number one thing that I would say is, if you are sharing transformative content, kick-ass content that you are spending so much time creating for social media, make sure that it has a home base someplace else too. And I was actually taught a really cool trick with Zapier, I think that's how you pronounce it, is that you can actually set up like a Zap to download all of your social media posts into a Google Sheet. Do that. And so you at least have the content so you can later create longer form content or a podcast or what have you around that content, right? You can look back and be like, oh, that post really, really resonated. I'm going to create a blog post around it, or I'm going to create a video or a podcast. Or at the very least, go on someone else's podcast and talk about that topic. So number one is really just you're limiting your visibility, but you're also putting all of your best shit on a platform that you cannot control, that everybody has been complaining about, and it needs a place to shine. It needs a place to live. And yes, you can create a business and scale it to $100,000 or more without a website, but I personally wouldn't recommend it, right? Lay down the foundation. It can be a one-pager website. It doesn't have to be anything fancy. You don't need to go out and spend thousands of dollars on a website. Just let me say that. I would strongly recommend if you're creating content and spending a lot of time doing that for social media, start thinking about how can I create longer form content? Legacy type content, right? Legacy content isn't living on social media. That post from a month and a half ago that was so amazing and powerful, nobody's finding that. So the second thing that I'm seeing a lot of, and this is something I am struggling with, but I'm also seeing it and talking to other business owners, I think they're feeling it too. Social media kind of kills innovation, right? Somebody comes up with a really cool idea or a trend or a viral video or a concept, and then everybody does it. You're just freaking cookie cutter, copy and pasting the same shit. And there's nothing wrong with that. I'm doing that a lot too, right? I've been doing more reels than I've ever done in my entire life. in the last like 3 or 4 weeks because I'm playing around with it and stepping outside of my comfort zone, but I'm not really coming up with anything like amazing. It's heavily influenced by other people. And I think that that's because social media kind of kills our innovation. When we really have to dig deep and come up with concepts that are not influenced by influencers or virality, whatever, by trending sounds or like what have you, when you have to sit with your business ideas and your concepts and your pillars and what you stand for and who you're talking to and all of those things and come up with content ideas on your own, there's something really powerful about that versus trying to chase down a viral video or keep up with the latest trends or do what everybody else is doing. We all do it. There isn't a single person on Instagram who isn't doing that to some extent because it's human nature. But when you have to create a video or a podcast episode or written content, which I know is so hard for a lot of people, you have to dig a little bit deeper. And that's not to say that there isn't amazingly innovative content on social media. There is. But when you step outside of your comfort zone to start creating content that you've never created before, you innovate. You come with ideas and concepts that maybe you wouldn't have. This podcast episode right now is a perfect example of that. I wouldn't have come up with this for social media. I came up with the podcast episode first. And then, of course, I can share these concepts and ideas on social media. But the podcast forces me to come up with ideas and things that I've learned over my 15 years plus of experience, bring them to you in a way that makes sense, but isn't influenced by other people. So that's sort of my number two, is social media can kill innovation. It can also have the opposite effect, right? It can also really inspire and force us to do things like reels that we might not otherwise do. And hey, we might find out we're really good at it. That's not the case for me, but it might be for you. So it's a double-edged sword, but do not let social media and chasing down someone else's business dream or success prevent you from digging deep and creating your own innovation, your own mark in whatever space you're in, right? And the third thing that I'm seeing is something that people don't really want to talk about because it's kind of a pain in the ass to do, but that's ROI, the return on investment. What are you actually getting out of that 25 hours a week you're spending on social media? And I'm not just talking about the time that you're creating content or on stories or reels, but also the time that you're scrolling, all of that. What is it actually bringing your business? Maybe you know, and if you do, amazing. But if you don't know, this is your call to take a step back and actually think about it. Is that 25 hours, and I'm just making up a number, let's be less dramatic. Is that 10 hours that I'm spending creating content, reels, banging my head against the wall, scrolling other people's shit and falling into a comparison trap? I'm speaking for myself here. Is that actually delivering results for my business? Sometimes it's hard to say definitively, right? Because you're nurturing an audience, you're making connections, you're talking to people. But I'm a hard numbers kind of gal. It's what I do for a living for my larger enterprise level clients. I create strategies, we implement those strategies, and then we look at what the return is on that, right? There's never been a client that I've worked with that's like, oh, okay, we implemented SEO. That's great. We don't need to look at the numbers, right? Mm-mm. They want to know, what is my return on investment here? And SEO, like social media, is a little bit of a gray area. It's a little bit ambiguous, right? And SEO is a long fucking haul. It's not like getting a viral video and all of a sudden you have 20,000 new followers on TikTok who may or may not ever make you any money, but that's not the point, right? So really understanding, like looking at your analytics and being like, okay, this many people came to my website from Instagram and this is what they did on my website. And they hung around for a while and not using Linktree for the link in bio, but actual website links, right? Creating a page that is a direct click from the link in bio over to your website, not an intermediary, like third party, you know, because with Linktree, they have to click on the link in bio like, and then click on another link and then get over to your website. None of that SEO and all of that is making its way to you. And it's also, again, somebody else's platform. So this is like a side tip inside my tip about ROI is do not use Linktree to get people to click over to your website. So take some time to understand the ROI. And maybe it's as simple as in 2022, so far for the first 7 months of the year, I booked X amount of business that I know definitively they contacted me on Instagram. We hung out in the DMs together and they booked my service or my offer or et cetera. And even if it's just that baseline number to get a feel of, okay. And then think about how much time are you spending on other marketing channels like email or SEO, which historically have much higher conversion and retention rates than social media. Social media is so accessible to business owners that I think it's kind of been like sold as this all-in-one marketing thing, right? Look at that. You can post and people come and find you and they comment. You can nurture them. They can discover you. They can find you. That's all true, but it's not an all-in-one done thing, right? There are other ways that you can, and in many instances should be, marketing your business online. So take a look. This is your call. Take a look. How much business did you book directly from Instagram? I would love to know. And I know the number for myself. It's not a huge number. And it's kind of tricky, right? Did they come to your website? Did they find you? And then they followed you on Instagram in that way, you know? But if there is a way for you to even quantify it in like any kind of way, shape, or form, I would highly recommend doing it. Because that might be kind of like this light bulb going off, being like, oh shit, I'm actually spending double amount of time that I probably should be. And then that allows you to sort of take a step back and be like, okay, where else is my audience spending time and how can I make myself discoverable on those platforms or in those search engines? Maybe your audience is like diehard Pinterest, right? Spend some time nurturing that platform. It's so underutilized. Create some blog content or how-tos or whatever it is. Spend some time thinking about, okay, this was my ROI from social media this year. This is how much money I made. This is how much estimated time I spent. I mean, I spent way too much time fucking fiddling around in Canva. And there, I am not a, I've said this before on the podcast, I am not an Enneagram 3. So I'm like, ooh, look at these flowers and this touchy-feely stuff. And this is so nice. I'm an Enneagram 4 wing 3, which allows me to be moderately productive as an adult. But I know that I'm spending more time than I need to be. I know that I should be spending time writing a blog a week, and I'm not. I don't think you have to do that. I'm actually a big advocate for if you can only do one a month or even one every 6 weeks, but it's quality and it's well-researched, et cetera, then do that. But I'm not even doing that right now. So this is sort of an eye-opener for me too when I went back and did this and was like, okay, how much money have I actually made and how much time do I think, guesstimate, I've invested? I kind of like fell off my chair when I did a very rough calculation of it. And again, this is not to say that social media isn't valuable because it is. It's hella valuable. So valuable, but it is not the only way to market your business online. So, all right, recap. Three things that I see holding business owners back on social media. So keeping your best content a secret from so many people because you're only sharing it on social media. Not giving yourself space to innovate. Because you're so hung up on chasing somebody else's viral video or the latest trends, et cetera, not really sitting with yourself and thinking, okay, oh, what can I bring to the table here? And three is not really knowing your ROI or your numbers. Like, what is the value of this to me, right? What is the value of this to me? What is the value of this? And if it's your time, right? If you have a VA or a social media manager or something like that, that's much more quantifiable, right? Because you're paying that person and you're like, I'm spending X amount on this. But if you are doing it all on your own, like I am right now, that's time, right? That is your valuable fucking time. Your time that you could otherwise spend doing other things in your business to promote it or doing something else entirely, nothing to do with your business, spending time with your family, being outside, whatever it is you like to do. So, you know, as somebody who has watched businesses put all their eggs in like one basket, usually it's the paid advertising basket, not social media. And then realize, you know, down the line, well, shit, we stopped spending the money, they stopped coming, and there's no backup plan. I think social media is a lot like that, right? It's something that needs to be nurtured constantly. And it's not that other marketing channels don't need that too, but there are things like Pinterest, where a pin from 2 years ago can still continue to drive business, or a YouTube video from 2 years ago is still bringing you in business. Same for a blog article, right? Evergreen content that really can stand the test of time, that you can update periodically, but is a strong driver for your business. Whereas social media, if you stop doing it, yes, maybe you'll still get a trickle, but it's shutting off the faucet, right? So I think that's something else to think about is, I'm putting all of this time and energy into platforms that are amazing and make me feel good, but what happens if I were to stop doing it? Would my business be able to thrive and grow if I weren't on social media? And if the answer to that is no, then you don't really have a business marketing plan. Or you have a social media specific business, right? So these are all things to think about. And I hope they sort of get your brain going, because it's something that I see so much of and I see in myself, and I know the things that I should be doing. I should be practicing what I preach. SEO, right? But you know where majority of my time is right now? Social fucking media. Is the ROI on that justified? Mm-mm. It's not. So, all right. This was a little bit feistier than maybe you're used to, but I'm fired up about this because I personally want to scale my business, and I also want to see you scale your business. And I know from being in marketing for so long that that's not going to happen if I'm putting all of my eggs into one basket. And even though I know I don't need to show up on every single platform and neither do you, I need to sort of, you know, spend some time nurturing other places, other online marketing channels for my business. Email. My poor email list is growing at a steady little clip, but it gets neglected, right? In fact, I'm recording this at 6 p.m. on a Monday because I was supposed to have this episode recorded on Thursday, but I didn't. I actually had a different episode and the audio was corrupted. Side story. But I'm going to do my email for my podcast episode that's airing tomorrow. And I'm going to scramble, right? Because I'm not investing the time that I should be in that channel. And this is a really good example. And this is just full transparency of where I'm at in my business. And I know that that channel is going to be my best converting channel, most likely. After that, and then probably SEO, and then maybe social media. But I'm not nurturing it at all because I'm making reels. So this is just a little bit of honesty coming from my end. And little truth bomb action. I hope it gets you to think, okay, where should I be investing my time and energy in my business for the remainder of 2022? And when you're thinking about 2023 and how you're going to market your business online, you know, where you should be spending your time and energy. So that's everything for today. I hope the sun is shining wherever you are. Until next time. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Elevated Visibility Podcast. If you loved it and you want to support the podcast, please share it with others, your family, friends, post about it on social media, or leave a rating and review. I would appreciate it so, so much. Catch all the latest from me. You can follow me on Instagram at ninagibson.co. Until next time.